You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
And some people expect me to be like Burger King. What is the motto of Burger King? Right, they come through the drive-thru. They want me to serve it up real nice. Their favorite Whopper, but they want to change it. I don't want any pickles, and I want you to add more lettuce, and I want you to add more mayo, and I want you to do this and that. And they just, you can have it your way when you come to Burger King. That's how they see ministry. They come to me with that mentality. I have to shift them.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Keys to Getting Ahead. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Genesis chapter 2, verses 7 through 8 and 15 through 18.
In the book of Genesis chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, and then verses 15 through 18. Genesis chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, then verse 15 through 18. We're reading out of the NIV. The word of the Lord reads like this: The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living soul, living being. A living nephesh. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east. In the east, in Eden. And there he put the man that he had formed. The man that he had formed. Genesis 2:15. The Lord God took the man and put him, the man that he'd formed, put him in the garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it. The Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from every tree in the garden." Verse 17, "But you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil," which is live in reverse. "For when you eat of it, you will surely die." Look at verse 18. The Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable, compatible for him." Can the church say amen? Oh my God. I want to share with you from this topic. The series is called Improve Your Service to God. Improve your service to God. Look at your service over the last year. How would you rate it? Was God on the top of the list? Was your business on the top of the list? Was your family on the top of the list? Wherever you are, or wherever he is, let's improve our service to God. Today's message is entitled Keys to Getting Ahead, Part 1. I'll come back at 11 o'clock with part 2. On Wednesday night, I ministered a message called The Law of Serving. Please get that and archive it. It will bless your life. Father, I thank you for this message. Help me to identify keys to getting ahead through service. As we serve our community, as we show up, as we get out of the walls, as we become more active, more intentional. Thank you for the collective. Thank you for the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace. Even as our men are traveling to Africa on tomorrow, I pray for your blessing of Conrado and Lo Wilder and the rest of the team. Bless them and take them there safe. Bring them back to us bettered. Thank you for the representation on the continent, the dark continent. Thank you for the light of their counsel, your counsel, the light of their presence being known. And Father, I give you praise. Strengthen their serve. to humanity. We will give you glory and praise and honor for all that you do. Bless this house. Give us growth and you get the glory. In Jesus' name. Come on, say amen. Amen. Now let's put our hands together and electrify the atmosphere. And it is so in Jesus' name. It is so. Are you going too, Cameron? Okay. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. The Lord will protect Yolanda and the family while you're away. The rest of the team, we're praying for a successful journey to Africa. What nation are you going to? Kenya. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We're going to put stakes in every nation on the face of the earth. I believe Truth Revealed is not just a local name. It will be global. And I believe I'm talking to a few people that got a little faith in their soul. We call those things which be not as though they were. We speak the end result. We decree a thing and it shall be established. What is the heart of God? Instead of talking about the problem, we speak the solution. That's the will of God. So if your child is struggling with marijuana, speak the end result. You are delivered. You're coming out of the fog. Your head is going to get right in the name of Jesus. That's speaking the end result. If you get a bad report from the doctor, you say, I am healed in Jesus' name. Am I talking to anybody up in here? If you need a husband, you say, I decree that God is forming the man for me even now in Jesus' name. Come on, ladies. You need a wife, you say, she's being formed for me. She's kind and considerate. She will be a suitable helpmeet for me. I don't see her yet, but I see her. And I decree it in Jesus' name. That's how you speak the end result. Instead of saying, I ain't got nobody and I can handle it myself. Listen to me. What did that get you? I think Trump said, yeah, can you just try me? Everything else didn't work. Well, you tried everything in your life. Why don't you try to speak the end result? Maybe it'll work for you. So as I lay it out, I need you to work with me. We need to do our confession of faith. Repeat after me. This is my Bible. It is the word of God. It is the revealed truth of God. Glory to God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear it. I can do what it says I can do. I am all it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. My mind is accessible, quick, sharp, and receptive to the word of God. I can't quit. I can't die. There is too much life in me. In Jesus' name. Come on, amen. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there. Speak the end result. There are so many parts of the Bible that are hard for our intellect to embrace or even to comprehend, like serving. The Bible is replete with messages about serving. Many of us hear slave, serving, slave. Yet the Bible is replete with scriptures on how we should serve our community, our church, our state, nation, and world, and serve our neighborhood, to serve the businesses that are around, to serve in your ministry, to get your back up off the wall and dance. Stop dating the church and marry the church. I got a lot of people that date me all year long but won't get married. Listen to me pour out every week and won't become receptive enough to become reciprocal enough to get involved. This law that I'm talking about, the law of serving, keys to a better you through serving, is the most taxing on your flesh than all spiritual laws, because you have to deny self to serve. I believe the revealed will of God is the law. The revealed will of God, please take it down, is the law that governs servanthood. The revealed will of God is the law that governs servanthood. So the law of servanthood states this: God's will, or God wills, W-I-L-L-S, God wills and releases his divine pleasures. God wills, is his desire, and he releases his divine pleasures upon lives, or the lives of all who render themselves to service. God wills and releases his divine pleasures upon those, or the lives of all who render active service to others. So when you serve other people, God's pleasures are released to you. If you would just serve others, you will see a grace released to your life that you haven't seen before. Now, most of us say, well, I serve my family. We're talking about beyond family now, because that's parenthood if you serve your family. And we should serve them until they are about 18 and 19, and then we have to start taking boots and kicking them out and getting them to a place where they're doing something active, like they're in college, trade, they're doing something productive. They cannot lounge and get the same treatment that they got when they were 2 and 3 years old. That's good parenting. One of the most powerful things you could ever develop as an adult is the ability to say no when it's time to say no. It's hard for us when we love. Now, our previous generation, they learned that quickly. But they didn't have as much money as we had. They didn't have as many options as we had. And it's harder for this generation to say no to those who look like us. They can be 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70. And we still are saying yes when we should say, mama should say, no, I can't do that for you anymore. Dad is supposed to say, you've been on this breast too long. Even a cow will kick you off. Her own calf will kick it off after a certain period of time. I thought I was preaching to the right people. And some people expect me to be like Burger King. What is the motto of Burger King? Right. They come through the drive-thru. They want me to serve it up real nice. Their favorite Whopper, but they want to change it. I don't want any pickles, and I want you to add more lettuce, and I want you to add more mayo. And I want you to do this and that. And they just, you can have it your way when you come to Burger King. That's how they see ministry. They come to me with that mentality. I have to shift them. No, we're not doing it that way. What? I thought you were a church. Right, right. We are a church. You're just getting introduced to the church. How do you at 19, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, never been in the church, you're standing on the outside of it, how in the world do you govern it or think you can direct the leaders of it? There's no institution on the face of the earth that you can do that to. If you go to college, you're going to submit to a teacher. They may not be that much older than you either. But you're going to do what your teacher tells you to do. You go in the military, the person that's telling you what to do may be 5 years older than you. They're going to tell you when to jump and how high to jump. And you better jump. You better jump. Some of them are heathens. They never raised any children themselves, but you better be on time. They have no clue about a family, but they're in charge. And you got to learn how to work with them. How in the world are you going to rebuke someone who is in charge of a submarine and you've never been inside one? The church is like a submarine. It has to go deep into the waters. It has to protect those who are in it with some type of apparatus and helping them to breathe while they're underwater undetected. It has to communicate without having windows. It needs sonar. The technology is off the chain. How in the world could you rebuke that and you've never been in one? Like people on the outside standing there or may visit a church and think you're supposed to tell us how to run it when you've never learned the demographics. You have no clue about its laws and how it works. You have to learn the system before you can speak to it. Well, God has a way of working with his people. And the way he changes the world is that he creates servanthood. He puts it on our heart so we won't sit there and say we're rulers when we come to him. He's the ruler. We're the servants of the Most High God. And we should serve our community with gentleness and with compassion. And we have to be able to learn how to do that as we learn how to say yes and no to our own children. Because God sometimes says no or not now. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You prayed for it, he said, not now. But in the fullness of time, he opens up the door. I purchased a vehicle years ago, and it was an Acura Legend. I don't know if you all remember that model, but I loved it. And I purchased it for my son, to be honest with you. I put a new stereo in it, new tires, rims, hooked it up, made sure everything was right in it. It was his car, but I didn't tell him. I was waiting for him to mature. Keys right there. It's his. He doesn't even know it. Right there. One Wednesday night, I said, son, I want you to come to church, and I want you to come straight to church. Don't deviate. He said, yes, sir. Next thing you know, I'm sitting up in here. I get a phone call. Omar is in an accident, and he's in the hospital, Palm Bay Hospital. I said to Miss Barbette, I said, can you teach for me? She said, yes, sir. She didn't have 5 minutes to get ready, 20 minutes to get ready, 30 minutes to get ready. I got a crisis, and I need you to teach for me. She said, I got it. Stood right in the pocket. I got in my car. I didn't speed, but I rode pretty fast. Boom, and I got to Palm Bay Hospital. Walked in, and he was in traction. I said, son, you all right? You all right? Yes, sir, I'm good. I said, what happened? He said, well, I stopped. Kenny Johnson, who's now the city councilman. He said, I stopped to pick up Kenny. I said, but what did I tell you? I said, don't deviate. Now, good, right? Pick up Kenny. Kenny's now the city councilman. But I said, don't deviate. That's the word from your daddy, right? He's going to say, well, I'm picking up my friend. And he deviated, stopped in the middle of the road, and somebody ran in the back of him. If he hadn't stopped, he would have made it down Eldron, all the way to Jupiter, from Jupiter to San Filippo, from San Filippo to Malabar Road, from Malabar Road to Babcock, from Babcock to Palm Bay Road, and to 2838 safely. I leaned over to him. I said, you all right? He said, yes. I said, well, what happened? I don't know. The car may be total. I said, well, that car that you just wrecked was yours. He said, what? I said, I purchased it for you. I did. I was waiting for you to mature. What do you mean? To get to a point that when I give you instruction, you abide by it. Just like many of us, God has blessings already waiting on you. It's so close to you. The keys are right there on the counter. He just didn't release them into you because he's waiting for you to mature. It's already earmarked. God's got a blessing with your name on it, with your name on it, with your name on it. He's got a blessing with your name on it. But he hadn't released it to you. Because he's trying to get to a place where he can trust. Thank you, Lord. Well, we didn't buy him a new car, but what we did is we let him use the 4Runner. So he wasn't all the way out. in the dust. Now he's a man, built his own house, and his our grandson stayed with us last night. So we got a good relationship. But sometimes you got to be tough, like God is with us. Thank you, Lord. This law of servanthood is the most taxing on your flesh, and there are two essentials. Please write them down. First, you have to learn. You must learn how to serve. And secondly, you must learn how to do it scripturally. You must learn how to serve, and then secondly, we must serve scripturally. So there must be a mental shift. Most people come into the family of God after discovering how futile their efforts at life was. A lot of people come to God after they found out they tried to do things in the world and they kept running up against a brick wall. And they say, I'm just tired of life. They hear the gospel and they turn. This is why Solomon had to remind us to remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, because a lot of time when you got it going on, you don't think about the God that's helping you. Some people wait until they spend all of their money and resources, and then they say, you know what, I can turn to the Lord. But God wants you to remember him while there's luster, while there's strength, while your mind is sharp as well, to surrender it all. And I'm telling you, the law of service is the most taxing to your flesh, because it requires you to deny self. Then people come to the house of God with the expectation of having their needs met. Their needs, which God is a God that helps us with our needs. And we help our community with its needs. But remember, need will consume every gift if you only give to need. The need is so great around the world, you cannot satisfy need. You don't give to need perpetually. You give to purpose perpetually. You can help people with bills, and in 6 months, they'll be in the same situation if they don't change mentality. And they'll love you for helping with bills and love you for the moment, but if you don't change the mentality, we're back in the same boat. So if I pay rent today, if you don't change how you focus, you're going to need rent paid 2 months from now. That need will continue. And a lot of parents get caught up in the cycle of taking care of needs of grown people. Even God doesn't do that. Thank you, Lord. I hear it all the time. Bishop, that's my child. I know. I'm just trying to help you to help them to help themselves. As a pastor, if you need me continually and perpetually, I'm not a good pastor. My job is to prepare you for a day where I'm no longer here. My real job, the job of every father, is to prepare their child for a day when you won't rise. The job of every mother is to make sure every daughter can survive without you. No, that's tough, but Jesus did it. I must go. Ooh, Jesus. It's what he said to the ones that he chose. I must go. If I don't go, you'll stay in eternal childhood. You'll be locked up, still wanting me to provide and heal on the spot when healing is in you. And I'm going to make you healers of men and fishers of men. I'm going to get you to a point where you can function and flow without seeing me every day. When you can't trace me, you'll trust me. You'll take what I've invested in you into the four corners of the world. Thank you, Lord. And the works that I do, you will do even greater works
shall you do. Why? Because all of you that were dependent on me will now have the Holy Spirit in you individually. And as you are in the Spirit and the Spirit is working through you collectively, you'll be able to impact greater regions.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Keys to Getting Ahead, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2305-2108. That's reference number 2305-2108.
Vacation Bible School 2023, Ready, Set, Move, is scheduled for Monday, July 17th through Friday, July 21st from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Children will move to follow Jesus here, there, and everywhere with this engaging hands-on experience. Get more details and registration information in the Truth Revealed mobile app or log on to our website, truthrevealed.org, to register your children ages 2 through 6th grade. It is not too late to connect in the countdown to the Global Day of Prayer and Pentecost. Become relentless in your prayer life and unite the prayers of our congregation with churches across the globe with tag-ups to God. High school seniors, if you plan to attend college, the Truth Revealed Scholarship is for you. The annual Trim Excellence Award application period is open until Wednesday, May 31st. Email career.college@truthrevealed.org to request an application. Awaken Women, join Pastor Sabrina and special guests for Women's Fellowship on Saturday, May 27th at 9 a.m. And ladies, remember, Women's Sunday School is still on at 10 a.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.